This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. All this year, we're highlighting 50 great voices from around the world. Tonight's story comes from NPR's Tom Heisinger, whose passion for opera began with one century-old recording.
People often ask me, how did you get into opera? And I always tell them that I got bit by the opera bug because of one voice. Tenor Enrico Caruso. In college, everything I read defined Caruso as the greatest. So I bought this LP for $2 in a used record shop, slapped it on the turntable, and was dumbfounded. It was like a jolt of electricity to hear the human voice sound like that, even if the year was 1907 and Caruso was singing into a metal horn. So much power, yet so smooth and warm. How did he do it? How did singing like that propel this poor kid from Naples, Italy, to the highest peaks of music? And was he really as great as everyone says? Well, to find some answers, I called up the grand arbiter of all things operatic, John Steen.
Hello.
Mr. Steen.
Yes, yes.
How are you?
Oh, fine. And yourself?
John Steen's the guy who wrote The Grand Tradition, 70 years of singing on record, and it's a Bible for opera geeks. Now, come to find out, Steen's first foray into opera mirrored my own. As a 9-year-old, he spent an afternoon at a friend of his aunt's. Nothing to do but rummage through the phonograph records, double-sided 78s. The titles, they all looked pretty boring at first.
But there was this one record with a bright red label. I put it on, and my goodness, I mean, that to me was so exciting. I owe so much to that particular afternoon. I was hooked, hooked for life.
Incredibly cool. Caruso hooked John Steen and me. So John and I had our own little listening party. Me in Washington, him in Coventry, England.
Yes, I love those portamenti, that little caress, you know. Modern singers are taught you must be clean, go cleanly from one note to another. And yet, it isn't a matter of cleanness, it's a matter of affection. And there's so much affection here.
That kind of affection and style is exactly what Marcello Giordani aims for. He's one of today's top Italian tenors. And although Caruso's been dead for almost 90 years, his voice still haunts Giordani.
Well, I feel really miles and miles far away of his technique because it's power, color, timbre, everything in one that unfortunately I couldn't have it in the same way that Caruso has it. His breath support was impeccable, and he shaped his lines with such emphasis on the right words. I think from what we heard, incredible, powerful, with a velvet quality, a nostalgic quality that made some people call it la voce con la lacrima, the voice with a tear.
Caruso didn't always have that tear in his voice. He was born in 1873 in Naples to a lower-class family. Nothing special about his upbringing except that he sang constantly, even as a young boy. After some training, he dreamed of a singing career. So little by little, Caruso got better and better, singing in bigger houses until around 1900, when nobody could match his unique combination of power and warm golden tones. Caruso peaked as the gramophone blossomed, and his voice rang out surprisingly clear on the primitive equipment. Just like John Steen, once I heard Caruso, I was starved for more. And over the years, I've fallen in and occasionally out of love with hundreds of opera singers from all eras, from Rosa Poncel to Renee Fleming, from Beniamino Gigli to Ben Heppner. But Caruso, he's never bowed out from that tiny opera stage in my head. Caruso was a megastar in his day. But what does that mean these days? I took an informal survey around the office, and only about 2 of 20 people said the name even rang a bell.
And this is a tragedy.
It bothers people like John Steen. You'd think the fact that all of Caruso's records are still in print would mean something.
The recording, you know, to put it in a rather dramatic way, I mean, it involved a triumph over death. It ensured immortality. But, of course, there's no immortality if people aren't listening.
And if I had my way, more people would take notice of Caruso's soaring golden voice. After all, that's the reason I wanted to tell this story. Tom Heisinger, NPR News.